Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's a good day program. Time now for you to know what's going on in the world. Time for you to understand what the truth is. Trying to get the facts. Yep. And then you want clarification? We got it right here on Good Day. Here's a five-year-old. Well, actually, this is the story of the life and times of a youngster. The story starts when this youngster is 5 years old, five-year-old girl. And her name is Juliet Lamour. So she 5 years when she's 5 years old, she emptied her piggy bank for an earthquake relief program, and I don't know how much there was in it. I don't know, like $48 or something. Now she has her reward. She waited 13 years. Well, she wasn't waiting. She just happened to buy some lottery tickets.
Yeah, she turned 18, and what better way to celebrate than to
buy some lottery tickets.
Lottery ticket.
Right, exactly. And what does she have to show for her efforts? 48 million cool ones. This is the first time she bought a ticket. And so now, at the age of 18, as Jay said, she has become a multi-millionaire. And you got to think about the karma there, right? All the good that's done. Somebody's watching down on you. She had no idea
what to do. She's asking her dad and her grandpa, like, how do I do this? What am I supposed to do?
And you mean with, like, sharing the piggy bank stuff?
No, with
the money.
With playing the lottery. She's like, what am I supposed to do? And they're like, just go inside and get a quick pick. Like, don't put too much thought into it. Just grab a quick pick.
Right. That's what I do. Do you do a quick pick, or do you have a number that you use all the time?
I mainly do quick picks, but every now and then I will have numbers that I just feel are ones I should play.
Yeah.
Those feelings have not come to fruition.
Well, that's all right. Keep working at it.
Yeah.
Don't give up. So fortunately for Juliet Lamour, her father is a financial advisor. So probably the 48 million is not going to burn a hole in her pocket.
Yeah, at 18.
Just now.
Wow.
Good for her. She'll be the most popular. She'll get a lot of dates probably, right? In Sault Ste. Marie, everybody's going to want to meet and greet her under the circumstances. If you could go back in time, Jay, and speak to your younger self, speaking about that young lady, 5 years of age, 18, she gets the ticket. But what do you think that she thinks, and what would you think? What do you tell yourself as you're growing up? I think about this from time to time. I think back to when I was a youngster on the farm and what I did with the animals. And, you know, sometimes I get very sad when a calf would die.
Yeah.
And if I knew then what I know now, it would be different. And maybe that's the ticket here. If you go back in time and speak to yourself, do you speak to your younger self as your younger self, or do you speak to your younger self as an adult?
Well, and would it change anything? Because the path you're on could shift, and then things that what you were doing as a younger child or even a teen or anything sends you on the trajectory into the path you are today. Would that change if you gave yourself advice knowing now what you didn't know then?
Time traveling. Right? It's a sense of turning back the clock. If you could turn back the clock, what would you do? One of the things that I would do here, and it's no secret, I've grown up in this town. I lived here all my life. I've been very involved in lots of things in the community over the years, from teaching to working in the library to doing a lot of volunteer stuff for local boards, and I like serving in governmental circumstances. One of the things when I was on the local radio station, I was talking about this on the TV program that I do here last night, going back thinking about the marathon and how the marathon was covered here. We used to have a big local newspaper, And I was thinking about that and local radio as well, and how that has faltered at the hands of guys like me. Because, you know, we've got 400 and some odd stations. So normally, if it wasn't for me and or the syndicated radio business, would there be jobs? This is partially me looking back in time. If it wasn't for me and others doing what I do, would the people that had jobs in these newspapers or radio stations have jobs today? Or would there be, you know, I'm not trying to find guilt, but I just wonder about this sometimes, especially more, you know, radio is my business, so I think about it, but I think about newspapers and what's going on. The fact that local newspapers have basically disappeared. We here locally have a blog. We have a thing called The Source that presents most of the local news. But there still is a lot of, in the last 17, 18 years, just whole boatloads of newspapers and local news sources have gone out of business.
Well, and local is still so important, too. Why can't they both exist in a sense of why can't there, in terms of radio, if there is a nationally syndicated radio show, have somebody on standby for local and then they get to jump in? Not on the national scale, but every local station would hear this, and they give the quick local news. Same with newspapers or national magazines. You see in different publications where there's a little pamphlet or something that's inserted. It can be easily removed, and it can be inserted into a magazine or something or a newspaper. And you have the local side of things because there are so many local news stories that are just as important.
Well, and the local television stations have really lost their way because all they do is repeat the same stuff as the nationals, sometimes with a local twist on it. But there's not really local news unless there's a fire that burns a house down and kills 12 people, or there's some big wreck or an auto chase or something. But the local fiber of what's going on in the community, you don't often know unless you really dig and go to the community's website, for example, and that sort of thing. So I'm thinking about, you tease me because I'm usually during some of the breaks reading a newspaper, like the real, I'm reading a newspaper.
That sound is what we hear.
That's the newspaper. Right. So where are they? The classic feel of holding the physical newspaper is something that is lacking. Now, the newspapers that I'm reading, I don't get the Globe and the Herald and the local newspaper. I look at it online. But I get various farm and trade papers that I use for my farm program, the American Family Farmer, and in some of the other things that are farmer-related. So that sort of keeps me connected with that community, with the agricultural community. But I have to really nose around it because I'm involved here locally. I get into a lot of the things that are going on. But it's not because of what I read. It's because of who I know and what we talk about when we're together as to, you know, what's going on and what's a good model for getting this done and that done. So anyway, I just thought it was... I just think it's something that we ought to try. Maybe it's just gone. Like the local hardware store, the local drug store, Walmart has come in and wiped them all out. Is that progress? No, I don't think it was progress at all. And people say, well, look at all the jobs that Walmart provides. Well, are they as good as the jobs in the old drug store? Are they as good as the jobs in the old hardware store? Are they as good as the, you know what I'm saying? You get the drift of things. The good news department today has story of a mother who became pregnant while she was already pregnant. Ah, yes.
So whomever said it's a good thing you can't get pregnant when you're already pregnant?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
This is a very fertile mother. She was very happy, actually, when she discovered that she was pregnant again. She was already pregnant. She conceived her twins 28 days apart. This has got to be something for the record books. Lady's name is Sophie Small. She conceived Holly and Darcy a month apart because of a rare phenom known as superfetation. Sounds like something one of my cows would have. A new pregnancy occurs after the first one. Her husband, who's an accountant, they have a 6-year-old already. His name is Oscar. What a great name for a kid. Mm-hmm. Ozzy, right? Oscar, like Jasper, my other grandson. Anyway, they were trying for another baby after they'd had, it was been 6 years. She's 30 years old. She had an inkling that she was pregnant, but they decided to keep, it's so much fun to keep trying. Let's keep trying. It's fun.
Yeah, well, right? You can only get pregnant once at a time, so. Not so much.
She's a swimming instructor and said she was thrilled when she took the pregnancy test, discovered it was positive, and she got pretty sick. That's happened. How were you when you were carrying Mac? Were you okay?
I was so sick. No, I was not okay. I was very sick. It was a very difficult pregnancy. But the thing with most twins, they typically don't make it to term. Any kind of multiples don't necessarily make it full term.
Yeah.
But they got pretty close. So the one baby that was conceived first, Holly, was born at 36 weeks. And then Darcy, who was born at the same time, was a 32-week baby.
Mm.
So they still made it pretty much
close
enough.
Well, one of them weighed 4 pounds, the other weighed 6 pounds.
Well,
so.
And Holly is considered, I think, full, it's considered full term by 37 weeks, and pregnancies go up to 40 weeks. And so 36 weeks was pretty close, 32 weeks, not too far off. Still third
I'm
trimester.
Guessing that she was in pretty good shape, given what she did for a living, so that probably helped her a little bit, right? Wouldn't you think somebody who's in really good physical shape would be able to make it through this a little easier. Is that Daisy snoring in the background?
It is, yeah.
Good for her. I love him. When I hear her, it reminds me of Charlotte, who, those of you who listened to me for a long, long time, remember my darling Charlotte Ann, who sat in the chair in my old house, and she would snore, and Jennifer would go wild, hooting and hollering as she listened to. She was... That was her commentary on the program. So
I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's one day a week where she's really sawing logs. Today's that day.
Okay. It's perfect, in fact.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an SCP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Thank you.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
One thing you can be sure of, when Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show, there are always great things to talk about with regard to you and your pets. Warren and I were just talking off air about the homeless problem in Los Angeles. It's a problem in a lot of places, but probably not so demonstrative anywhere else other than Los Angeles. So what happens if somebody is homeless and they have a pet? How do they? That's been one of the things when people are out on the sidewalk when they're looking for money, and I see a dog, I kind of want to give to help the dog. If I see somebody smoking or they've got new shoes or something on, then I won't give them any money. But if they have an animal, I might. Am I being played?
No, you're not. I have several callers on my show, Doug, that call in from time to time. A couple of them are homeless. They live in their van, or one lives in their car, or one's been in their van for 5 years. Wow. But I've been speaking to these people for several years, and they've tried to get other places, but the problem is you can't get a place if you have a dog or you have cats, and they have a couple. So they live in their van. I got to tell you, they make sure their dogs eat. They make sure their cats get veterinary care before they do. And it's their kind of life at this point in their life. That's what they're doing. I try to help myself. Listen, can I help you find a home? Maybe I can help you find a job, get you. And right now, their main concern is taking care of the animals. And every time they've tried to get help in the past, they would have had to separate from their dogs or cats, and they refused to do so. So some of them are really legitimate reasons, you know, lost a job, some mental issues, obviously. Yeah. But when it comes to caring for dogs and cats, or their dogs and cats, they love them just as much as you and I do.
Have you followed Anthony Hopkins and his wife, who are remarkable folks when it comes to pets? There's an organization that reunites pets with the soldiers who saved them. It's called Paws of War, and I wonder what you know about them and what Hopkins and his wife have done to help the reuniting, if you will, of the dogs. I think there are a couple of organizations actually that do this, aren't there?
Yeah, there are several. In fact, there's organizations that actually take care of a soldier's dog or cat when they're deployed, and then they come back and they can get their dog or cat back. I'm not familiar with them specifically, but it's just an amazing thing that they do. Is some people, I remember just recently I read an article about a guy that was stationed in Afghanistan, and there was a dog he worked with in Afghanistan, and the dog was left there, and they were recently reunited. I think it's just the absolute, first of all, we should never leave our dogs behind when we leave. That's number one right off the bat. They're part of us. They're part of our military. Take them home. But a lot of these dogs were not trained dogs. They were just, you know, puppies that people found while they were on deployment there, and they want to bring home. And many of them have came home. It's a great idea. I'm not familiar with Anthony Hopkins doing it, but anyone who's bringing these animals and putting them together with their veterans, a great idea. Great idea.
I saw the story of a stray dog who was found, and as he was found, the person who found the dog found the dog had a huge tumor. Tumor was larger than his head. And the dog apparently got connected to a team of vets at Texas A&M. 9-year-old Labrador. His name is Jake. And he was found just wandering around in Waco with this huge mass on the side of his neck. And this group, A Long Way Home Adoptables is the name of the group, took him in, found a foster home for him, and then got the vets at Texas A&M over in Stephenville. I'm a great supporter of that. They have a great college there. School of Veterinary Medicine. Doctors diagnosed the mass, a tumor of his salivary gland, and it was cancerous, and it had spread to his ear. But they operated on him, and I guess at the moment, anyway, he's okay. But
there are some
all that.
There's some amazing people. I work with a great organization. In fact, they just left America, and they're working in the southern part of Mexico. Major, major problem. The dogs don't nearly have a shot down there, and they're living in junkyards and eating.
Right, yeah.
So it's this great group, and what they're doing is they're rescuing, and they just sent me a photo of a mom and a bunch of puppies. I try to help them out when they find homes for them with any behavior issues they may be having. But they actually, this is how some people are amazing. They actually left America, very successful people, moved to Mexico, and now all they do is rescue these dogs in southern Mexico. There's some amazing people out there. You know, the big groups get the credit. Send money here,
yeah,
but it's the small mom and pops that really do the work.
So to go back to the actual problem this dog had, I wonder how many people need to know about this. In Jake's case, saliva built up because this tumor obstructed his ducts, D-U-C-T-S. And I wonder if that happens to other dogs that have the same kind of a problem. Is it likely that you're going to have a problem with certain breeds that don't have the ability to clean themselves out as much as you'd like to think that they do?
Certain breeds have certain problems. So before you get a mixed breed, that's the best thing to do. But if you're going to get a dog, make sure you check it out thoroughly first.
Heinz 57. I say that having an English bulldog, but
there you go.
At any rate, yeah, it's always great. All the advice from Warren, check it all out every week. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump appeared in a New York City courtroom Monday as the process of jury selection began for his trial regarding hush money payments.
Nothing like this has ever happened before. Every legal scholar said this case is nonsense. It should never have been brought.
Trump facing allegations of tampering with business records to conceal payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. U.S. reaffirming its commitment to Israel's security. President Biden said that during his meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq at the White House Monday. Biden emphasized that the U.S. and its allies assisted Israel in repelling Iran's recent attack over the weekend. Cities across the U.S. experienced organized protests against Israel Monday. The closure of the southbound lanes of the Golden Gate Bridge resulted in hours of traffic disruption. Protesters also gathered on Wall Street in Manhattan, at the Port of Long Beach in California, and in other locations. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I'm here to tell you how great the Good Day program is, because I think it is. But then that's a little prejudiced. I think Jay Kirshner probably would agree. And maybe there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who would agree as well. What's here is good for you. Here's some good news. Some mysterious radio signals have been uncovered by astronomers at NASA using AI. Here we are back to...
Too tech, right? Or not too tech? That is the question.
That is the question. All right, so here we are. We're talking a lot about technology and how it can be used. This is a group of electromagnetic waves detected by using artificial intelligence. It's called deep learning. The signals were sourced to areas surrounding nearby stars. Nearby stars are defined as 30 to 90 light years away. You know how long it takes us to get, it'd take like 1,000 years to get to these places. Anyway, the pulses were described as hiding in plain sight. Now, there are a lot of things. Remember, I hope you remember, Steven Spielberg movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and that little the way they were Spielberg was fascinated with this stuff, as you saw with a couple of the movies from the 80s. Close Encounters was one of them. What's the name of the movie where the being comes in? Why do I have? I can see him flying over the moon in his bicycle. What's the name of that movie?
Oh, E.T.
E.T. Thank you. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, so that kind of stuff has developed into what's real, in a sense. Here's somebody who's working on the project. His name is Peter Ma, an undergrad at the University of Toronto, says that his team searched through unbelievable amounts of data from 820 nearby stars. Good God. The 1 terabyte of information could hold 1,000 copies of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Anybody remember what the Encyclopedia?
Yeah.
Okay, James, you know what the Encyclopedia? Wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on. Let's try this, James.
Yeah. What is it, Doug?
I'm up to no good here. James, do you know what the Encyclopedia Britannica is?
What do you think?
I don't want to think that I was concerned about.
Do you know
that.
What encyclopedias are? Period.
Yeah, I know what those are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there we go. The Encyclopedia Britannica. It's like one of the
brands
of it. Yes.
Yeah, it was the standard.
I feel like that kind of throws people off.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. Anyway, so this the data is collected by the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, which is bigger than the Statue of Liberty. And part of the Breakthrough Listen project, which is aimed at identifying this communication that's coming from who knows where about who knows what. Right? Again, it's like a movie. Did you see that movie Contact with Jodie Foster? Remember that movie?
Yeah. Is that the one where... No, I'm thinking of somebody else. What's that
She
one?
Goes up she sort of time travels, in a manner of speaking, into another
place.
Doesn't
the being, like, spoiler alert, doesn't the being... pretend to be a family member or somebody so that they can talk to her and not freak her out, and they even say that, like, I'm not actually this person, this is the
on a beach, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I think that's the scene. I think you're right. Anyway, so they used AI, but then they had to go back. This is kind of like the teacher tells you to check your homework. So they actually used, their brains, manual reexamination, confirmed the findings that shared some of the characteristics of these signals. This is really into the weeds.
It could be extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yep, exactly. That's the bottom line here. There have been people all over the country who have been working on this. There's a report this month in the journal Nature Astronomy that suggests that there is breakthrough stuff. There's a California astrophysicist named Stephen Croft, who's up to his Mickey trying to... Now, we're taking in all this stuff. Are we sending out interstellar information? Apparently, the answer is yes. But sometimes they're concerned that it will get lost as it passes through the dust and the gas.
Translation ends up becoming like a threat.
Yeah. So the SETI folks are at it. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence using antennas to... what they call eavesdrop on signals that aliens may be transmitting. This is kind of like Independence Day. You know, those really horrible-looking beings that come to...
Have like those weird tentacles still.
Right. Ugh, gross. Yeah. Anyway, so modern research. Here we go. That was the movie In Contact with the Signals. You're right. The Cosmic Tool in New Mexico, which is where Jodie Foster heard the signals in the movie Contact. So we're trying to track, or we're surveying anyway, I don't know if we're really tracking, 40 million stars. Who in the name of heaven is smart enough to have figured out how to do that? Or is this artificial intelligence again? This is Artificial Intelligence Day on the Good Day program. Here's some good news. This is the story of a teenage girl who got a secret message which somebody found in a wall 48 years after it was tucked into a bottle. There's a big old house being restored outside of Peoria, Illinois. Construction worker found a message in a bottle. Now, how many times, excuse me, you hear those stories about the message in a bottle that was put into the ocean or into a lake or
yes.
something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was in the wall of the kitchen, written by a 14-year-old girl back in 1975. And so now there's a lot of interest in the life of this woman. This is a woman who's now 61. The carpenter was a fellow named Dakota Moan, working in this house damaged by a fire. And, of course, they have to tear the walls down and rebuild it that way. He saw a note that had on it in this bottle, 92975, with arrows pointing to a small notch in the wood. And inside this bottle, there was a message signed by Stephanie Heron, young woman, one of the children of a railroad lineman who moved on to New York City, and she got married, and so she was shocked, apparently. She had forgotten all about the fact that she'd left that message there, and I think these sorts of things are interesting. She started the note by saying, "Today is September 29th, 1975. My name is Stephanie Heron. I live here with my mother, father, and Gerald Ford is president. Mrs. Lay is our neighbor. Mom is pregnant with a baby due any day." It's just a story. And so I identified with this one I saw because she writes about the Illinois Central Railroad being on the west side of the house. And as I have the story I've told them about my grandmother and grandfather living in Ashley, Illinois, on the main line of the Illinois Central, when I would visit them as a youngster, I'd go outside, I could hear the trains coming down the track, and I'd run outside because their house was almost in the backyard of the main line of the Illinois Central. And so I'd go out every day when I was visiting there to see the city of New Orleans. The train that starts at Chicago goes to New Orleans every day, still does. And the engineer would blow the whistle, and the conductor would be in the end car waving. It was just very romantic, very just cool for a six-year-old kid. Anyway, and so she talks about that sort of thing, too, and how much happiness there was in the house. Isn't that neat? Tells about her mother, who's a registered nurse, lives, you know, works at Hopedale Nursing Home. Mm-hmm. She's a very good mother. Isn't that sweet?
Doesn't it make you want to do that, like, yourself? We should
yes.
all be doing that, hiding things yeah. in the walls of our home, or if you have
I'll
a new build, put
miles.
Something inside
yeah.
Inside the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just put.
Did you do that with school, the time capsule?
I did. I had a diary. I used to keep a diary every day for whatever, I know why I did it. But it was, it wasn't the most positive reason for keeping it, but it was a daily overview of what was going on in my life, with my mother having the stuff going on with her that she did. I don't know why. I almost felt like self-defense for whatever the reason. It was kind of sad, actually, when I think about it, having that, you know, because we all have our things, and mine was having a mother that was a raging alcoholic and wasn't much there. But it was, you know, I understood later what the reasons for it were. But you don't understand that when you're 6 years old. You just don't.
Oh, yeah.
So here's a kid that's 6 years old that gets the blessings of having good parents and writes a story about it. And I think that idea would be introduced. I could see both my grandsons writing notes, especially Miles, about their mother and father. And so maybe I'll encourage him to do that, see what happens. He loves to write and talk and... He's busy. Mind is busy. Here we are to lead you into another day of thought. Leadership, that's what this is all about. I'd like to think that we are on the cutting edge, whatever that term means, Jade. The thing about leadership and what it's all about. You know, remember that song? That's what it's all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot up.
Okay, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. So, I got this from a sign on the wall in an office in one of the, I'm involved in three different businesses, so This is one of my partner's offices. It's a great definition. Quote, excuse me, leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making that impact last in your absence. What do you think of that? Leadership
That's
about making
a good one.
Others better as a result of your presence. Yeah,
it goes making it last. Along with the difference between an actual leader and just a boss.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So think about it. In your, if you have a business, a lot of small business people like this program because they acknowledge I'm a small businessman as well, and we have lots in common. Just think about the people who are around you. I'm betting most of, well, maybe not most of, but many of them are more capable than you are. Maybe they're more confident than you are, and maybe they're more valuable to you as a result of what the two of you can do together. For example, this program is much better when I'm not by myself. Jay makes me better. Jennifer makes me better. You and your input makes the program better because it isn't just a single monotoned focus on what the events of the day are, what matters, et cetera, et cetera. It's different mixes. Mm. And that's when I'm not here, the program's not the same. When Jay's not here or Jennifer, it's just not the same. And your business, you can look at that and think about the people who you have around you. And is it true, the answer is going to be yes for most of you, that the business isn't the same if you have hired the right people or you have the right people around you. It's not the same when they're not there. Right? Think about it. What goes on? It's, I think it's true. I think it's across the board. It's it's just true.
Yeah, well, the chemistry between people and everybody brings their own unique value to everything. Think about even just hanging out with friends sometimes when one of your best friends can't show up, and it just changes the dynamic of the group even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And regardless of who that person is, it could be you yourself.
Yep. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics. You can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right. Go to toploss.com. Use the Doug Steffen code. Just Doug, actually, D-R-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What it's from, so I'll tell you it's from the movie San Andreas with Rock and the lady who I like her work, but I can't remember her name. What's the lady who played his wife and the young woman that played his daughter who's become quite a substantial actress? She's
well, the daughter's Alexandra Daddario and the wife, I believe, Gina Carano.
Yes.
Gina Carano. Similar name.
Yes,
she's
right.
Have James pull it up. I don't want to... Yeah. Yeah, but she's really good.
Yeah, she is good in it, and she's done a number of
She's done movies with him before too.
Yeah, right. And they.
Carla Gugino.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. She did a thing for HBO that was about a female killer, assassin. It was actually pretty interesting. Under the circumstances. All right, so, Chuck, let's see what's going on. Box office totals, how did... Well, you wanted to talk about San Andreas first, probably.
What's well, the reason on? We played that is because I did a... I spearheaded a new event at the theater I'm involved in, doing a free movie once a month, a movie that we put back on the big screen that looks good and is exciting, trying to get people into the theater on a free model of buy a popcorn and soda as an independent theater. So we screened San Andreas last night, a movie that I've watched multiple times on my television, and it really made me respect how important a movie screen is. They shot that in 2015 for $100 million. And I got to tell you, it looked like a $250 million movie on the big screen. I think, for me, it's my favorite Dwayne Johnson movie. It's thoroughly enjoyable. I know I'm partial to disaster films, but I really do dig that movie a lot.
You know what I think
it's a ton of fun.
The best thing that he's ever done, he's done a lot of good stuff, but that TV show about him being an agent that was on for three or four seasons.
Bowlers, right?
Yeah, I thought that was a good show.
Let's talk Civil War. Did you get a chance to see it?
I will not see it. I am in.
Okay, I saw it. Here's the thing. Yeah. This, let's really quickly, it did $25.7 million in business, A24, which primarily is distributed, well-reviewed, smaller films. This is the biggest budget they've ever had, $50 million. It got out of the gate great. A lot of buzz, a lot of talk. I think, Doug, that this movie, after watching it, will be very, very polarizing. Some people, which we know by reviews, will really like it. Some people will not like it. I'm more positive than negative. I think it plays for me, because I had a debate with my buddy on the podcast we did this week for 30 minutes, and we rarely ever talk about a movie that long. So it's just stimulating conversation, no doubt. I liked it because it plays like an end of the world zombie movie without the zombies.
Why the hell do you want to see something like that? What does that do psychologically to people? Come on.
I would say this about it. There's a scene in this film with Jesse Plemons, who is Kirsten Dunst's real-life husband, and it lasts about, 8 minutes, and this will be a very talked-about scene because it is psychologically as scary as almost anything that was done in Deliverance back in the day. It is a very, very scary scene. Here's the thing why this movie will anger some people. It never tells you why that the country's in the Civil War. It doesn't answer questions. It doesn't take sides. And that's going to frustrate some people. I think this is a well-shot, well-made movie. Yeah. Having said that, one of the issues it has, which is an issue in a lot of movies with a lot of these filmmakers nowadays, is it doesn't really know how to establish characters that you can completely embrace. They're more surface characters in this film. Having said that, I think it's worth seeing. I give it a 7. Out of 10. It's a very well-made movie, and it made me think, so I do recommend it.
All right. Not me. You won't see me going to it.
Okay, fair enough. So you're going to judge something you've never seen?
I'm judging it by what I've seen in the trailers, and I don't like the idea of sort of promoting, putting in people's minds that we should have another civil war in America.
I don't disagree with you. I can't disagree with you on that. I had an issue with the trailer, but I was curious, and I did go see the movie.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPB LLC.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.